So, let's see. What do you think? Where, oh, where should we start as we try to sum up this week? There are almost too many choices. Almost, but not quite. Here to help us recap the somewhat amazing 5 days gone by are Neela Richardson. She is at Redfin in Washington. Sudeep Reddy is at the Wall Street Journal. But he is, more to the point, live in studio with me here in L.A. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
So, Neela, you get to go first just because, you know, you didn't have to get on a plane and come out here. What okay. do you make of this this week? Come on.
It was a wild and crazy week, and it ended up like a blip. If you were on vacation or binge-watching Netflix, you would have missed what just happened, which was a huge correction on Friday that started on Friday, ended on Monday, where the stock market went wild, and now on Friday, it's like nothing ever happened.
So, Sudeep, if a tree falls in the stock market forest and you don't hear it, did it happen?
If you were in the hole and it just stayed underground 10 days, you would have missed everything. What happened is that finally, after a four-year relentless climb upward in stocks, somebody grabbed investors by the shoulder, shook them really hard to remind them that stocks can go down and not just go up, which is a really useful reminder to have because we've had this incredible environment over the last few years where central banks were in charge and they were able to suppress all of these feelings. And now it's out there and it's a more normal environment like we had before.
Central banks, though, are still in charge, right?
They're still in charge, and they're still going to be at the wheel.
All right. So, Neela, can we breathe a little bit easy about, you know, this coming weekend and the Monday open?
I think we can. What's important to remember is that what happened on Friday, Monday, the last 5 days, wasn't because Sudeep and Kai were selling their Apple and Starbucks stocks. You know, most of this market, the bulk of this trading were computers trading with other computers. It has really nothing to do with the economy or Main Street sentiment. This was a blip in the stock market that is different than what's going on in the actual economy.
Totally agree. So, Sudeep, I need you to talk to me for a minute about the actual Chinese economy. We've heard a lot this week from our guy in Shanghai, Rob Schmitz, about what's going on over there. Is there some peril there?
Of course there's peril. The Chinese economy
is a
black box. That's the biggest problem. There's so little transparency. There's so little public understanding. The Fed here is in charge. We know the Fed is in charge, and the Fed is relatively transparent about what it's doing. You don't know when you wake up in the morning whether the Chinese central bank is going to do something wild, whether it's going to intervene in markets, whether it's going to be in charge or not going to be in charge. And until it clarifies that and until it makes people aware of what its rules of the road are, it's not going to actually be that easy for people to understand what is happening. We do know the Chinese economy is slowing, and it's slowing considerably. It hasn't been in this kind of a phase since it's been the number two economy in the world, and that's why investors are so worried about this, because they don't know what to fear on the other side.
Let me, Neela, take this a little bit sideways. There's been a commodities thing going on here for a number of months that's been, you know, interesting to watch. I want to talk about oil for a second, though. Oil is up 20% this week. Make some sense of that for me.
If I could, I would be playing the stock market right now. I think what we're seeing is a bunch of global events all coming down to one commodity, which is oil. Yeah. As long as oil stays at lows, even though we've seen a big surge up, but it's still very low from where we started last year. The idea that there would be any kind of rise in inflation is an idea that's not going to come to pass. And China plays a lot into the story. A strong dollar plays a lot into the story because China is a big demander of commodities of all kinds. If the Chinese economy starts to slow, then the demand for oil starts to slow. You pair that with a strong dollar, you get low prices. And low prices that will be under $50 for a pretty long time, even though we saw a surge up this week.
Fingers crossed. All right. Now for the second weekly installment of a new game that I'm calling What is Janet Yellen Thinking? Last week, when things were going bananas, I asked Cardiff and Lee, riffing off a thing I do with CEOs sometimes. I ask them to explain what their company does in 5 words or less, right? I asked the president that. He didn't get it right. So I'm asking you guys now, 5 words or less, what is Janet Yellen thinking? Neela, you get to go first.
At a risk of using a sports analogy, I think Janet Yellen's going to call an audible. She's going to play it by ear. She's going to look around and see it. Look at past data,
future data,
real-time data. She's going to call an audible.
All right. That was a long time to say 3 words. All right, Sudeep, you're up. That's all right.
She is going to
What is she thinking?
She's thinking, keep calm and keep carry on.
Oh, that was really good. Keep calm and carry. That was really good. All right, Sujeet Reddy from the Wall Street Journal. He is here in L.A. with me in the studio. Neela Richardson from Redfin. She is in Washington, D.C. Thanks, you guys.
Thanks, Kai.
Thank you, Kai.
Have a good weekend.